Hi, I'm Jennifer Garbo, Extension Educator with the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Family Development and member of the Military Families Learning Network Family Transitions Concentration Area. I'm also the proud mother of a Navy sailor, CTT2, Isaiah Moore. And our families had the opportunity to visit Isaiah this past week while he's stationed at Naval Base Yokosuka in Japan. Isaiah joined the military at age 19 on May 12, 2015, after going to college for a year. He went to basic training in Great Lakes, Illinois, and then continued his training at Pensacola, Florida for almost a year to gain training and knowledge as a CTT. I have had such a wonderful time with you, Isaiah, and our family this past week. It's very bittersweet, this last night together. So I have some questions for you regarding where you're at right now in the military and as you transition out this coming May 2019. So Isaiah, why did you decide to join the military?
Well, I decided to join the military because I didn't have a direction of where I wanted to be in life. I thought that joining the U.S. Navy, it would provide, you know, knowledge and experience and worldly matters, and I thought it would be a great start to my adult life. I knew that they also provided a lot of benefits to veterans as well.
Great, thank you. So how was it to leave home, to leave your mom and your family and your friends?
Leaving my home was at first a hard transition because it didn't really hit me until I was in boot camp for about 3-4 weeks. Before that, I left home one other time and it still wasn't very much of a smooth transition when I went to college. Eventually, as time went on, I learned to be comfortable in an environment where I was just by myself and not with family or familiar loved ones. But in time, I was able to adapt pretty well, I think.
So what made the transition into the military doable? You talked a little bit about going to college for a year. Do you think that going away from home for that year helped in your transition as opposed to if you would have joined immediately after high school?
I think enrolling in college and completing 2 semesters worth of post-secondary schooling, it helped me in a sort of way, because being away from your family for periods of time, joining the U.S. military is a whole nother situation in itself.
Yeah, it's different than just going away to college, being away from home, just an hour and a half drive. What resources, if any, were available to you in the Navy to help you with the transition? So when you joined, were there resources and classes and things to help you acclimate those first few months after boot camp?
Well, when I was at my post-schooling after boot camp, which we call it A-School, it's the school that you go to gain the experience and the basic knowledge of what your job's going to be in the military, there were resources available such as counselors and the people that you work for, the people that are, in a civilian term, your bosses. They provide great feedback and attention to younger sailors and making sure that they are situated and acclimated correctly to this change of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. As far as myself, from my own experiences, I accumulated a sort of comfortability pretty quickly. I developed plenty of decent friendships after I left boot camp. I didn't make use of those resources because I had no need to.
Mm-hmm. Not at the time. So, Isaiah, did you ever connect with the Navy Sailor and Family Assistance Center?
I did not.
Okay.
And I'm familiar with them. I have a little bit of an idea of what they provide to sailors, but I had no need for their resources. I was perfectly fine to my own devices.
You're kind of navigating the system on your own a little bit?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sure you had friends that you asked questions of and they could help you, or no? Was it just on your own?
Yes. The thing about the Navy is there's, no matter where you're at, like what station you're at, which is like, when we say station, it's the location of where you work from. There are always going to be people that are more experienced and that have been in longer. Mm-hmm. So they are more knowledgeable in more aspects of the military life and what resources are at hand. So mm-hmm. if I ever had a question, I would ask somebody that was a higher up, a more veteran personnel.
Yeah, that makes sense. So there's a couple of different categories under resources that I'm just going to touch on really quickly. Mm-hmm. And if no, just say no and we'll move on to the next. So you already addressed this a little bit, but education. Did you receive any assistance in enrolling in college? And I'm talking about college since you're coming close to the end of your enlistment. You are currently enrolled at Bemidji State University in Bemidji, Minnesota for fall 2019, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you receive any assistance in enrolling in classes, or did you do it all on your own?
Well, that's a great question. I was able to complete the process of enrolling in a college and gaining acceptance to BSU by my lonesome. I didn't have many questions about it. I was familiar with the process that you must complete before enrolling in a college, you know, enrolling in FAFSA, and then mm-hmm. Just sending your application to the college beforehand due to my prior experience in post-secondary school.
Right, that makes sense.
Yes.
Certainly. Okay, next area, career planning. Have you received any assistance in your career planning?
Well, prior to a service member separating from the military, whether by choice or not, the military requires that you complete a course or a class, mm-hmm. which is a week-long class. It's a class that explains financial benefits, how to create a resume, the benefits that the military provides after your completion of your contract, such as schooling. There's other benefits such as like life insurance and Social Security and quite a bit of other different things that they covered. But the military, they do a great job with making sure that a service member prior to separation is situated with what's going to happen within the next 1 to 5 years okay. after their transition.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. What about finances? Is there any, did you receive any assistance in helping with finances for school? Or even after your separation, I'm assuming that there's, along with education, and I could be assuming wrong, so correct me if I'm wrong, that there's a financial benefit associated in terms of like housing stipend and those types of things. Did you receive any assistance or information on how to go about applying and just the process of it?
The process as far as receiving allowances for?
Well, if there's any financial or navigation in understanding how you're going to financially pay for education. And this might be associated with like the GI Bill. I'm not very familiar with it, but I know you are.
So every service member, they're going to have a different situation when they separate from the military. For a service member that wants to pursue a path of higher education, the military provides, through the GI Bill, an allowance for housing and basic living expenses. It depends on where you live and also like how long you're going to go to school for. But they also explain to you how you should be saving your money and investing on certain aspects of, you know, stocks and retirement plans. Okay. So they go over quite a bit over
for like financial planning,
yeah,
money management type things.
Yeah, they do that during the separation class, the pre-separation class, I'll say. They do a good job of explaining how how and where you need to be before you separate?
There's a number of these. I'm just going to run through real quick. These are military resources you may or may not have accessed. Mm-hmm. Military OneSource.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. What about Plan My Move website?
Never heard of that one either.
Okay. And the third one, My Installation. And that's to learn about the installations. And I'm assuming the installations are the base that you're at. That would be considered an installation. Have you heard of My Installation?
No, I have not.
Okay, so those three you haven't. Okay, interesting. Okay, so moving on. So how did you decide how long your Navy career would be? Did you know before you went in, or did you decide while enlisted?
Well, prior to my signing of my contract, which encompassed 4 years of military service, I knew that I wanted to complete just one contract, 4 years of service, the minimal, just to attain the benefits that followed a military contract, such as the GI Bill, which is what I really was shooting for.
Right. Understandable. So you're going to return to Bemidji, Minnesota when you get out. And I alluded to you are going to continue your college education at Bemidji State University. What will you be studying and why?
I will be studying computer science because the growth for jobs and the job market itself that pertain to computer science is growing, and it's a large field. Very interesting to myself because in the military, I dealt with different aspects of technology and components, mm-hmm. doing maintenance on them even. So I think somewhere around software development, anywhere like that, because computer science encompasses a wide array of fields within computer work and
right.
networking.
Right. So has your Navy career influenced your career education goals? The jobs that you when I first introduced you, I talked that you went to school in Pensacola, Florida for over a year and had a number of jobs. If you want to just briefly name them since you've been enlisted.
Well, some of the jobs I worked before I had joined the military were more or less labor jobs.
Within the military?
Within the military?
Yes. What jobs have you had?
Aside from my main job, which is cryptologic technician technical, I operate radars and figure out like emitters. Some of the jobs I have completed and been involved with throughout the military, aside from my main job, would be a sort of remodeling, like construction worker, mm-hmm. throughout the ship. We have a maintenance period once we pull into port and we're done with our deployments or the cruises or whatever. We remodel, break down, and fix the living quarters on the ship. So in a sense, construction work.
Okay.
I also had worked within the military. Food service attendant. Just about everybody on the ship has to go through a 3-month period where they work down, where all the food is crafted and then served, and the cleanup of all that. It's more of like an initiation almost, in a sense. Yeah. Everybody has to go through it. It's just work that needs to be done.
Right.
And the third job I had within the military that was aside from my main job would be sort of travel clerk. I scheduled people's flights, hotel stays, and rental travel cars throughout their time at a certain base or school that they had to go to attain more knowledge and experience within some sort of field that either had to do with their job or was aside from it. So basically a travel planner.
Yes, and I had the opportunity to visit both of your offices when you gave me and the rest of our family a tour of the USS Ronald Reagan, which is the flagship of this fleet, is my understanding, in Yokosuka.
The 7th Fleet.
The 7th Fleet. And I got to look at your large stack of files that are waiting for you when you return from vacation mm-hmm. with your family. So what I'm understanding is the main job as CTT would it be accurate for me to say that that has influenced you in wanting to pursue technology out in the public sector when you leave?
I would agree, because technology, it's always adapting, it's always evolving. There's always a need and a want for people that are experienced in the fields of any kind of technology, whether it's computers or radio or anything else aside from that. So the thing that attracted me to computer science was just the job market and the wages that were available or possible.
We talked just briefly about the GI Bill, and from what I've gathered from previous conversations that you and I have had, the GI Bill is going to be sufficient to pay for your classes at Bemidji State University or wherever you choose to go beyond that. Can you talk just briefly about the GI Bill?
Yeah, of course. So there's two different kinds of education post benefits that are available to U.S. military personnel. One is the post 9/11 GI Bill, and the other is the Montgomery GI Bill. Post 9/11 GI Bill provides 36 total months of schooling, including housing and stipulations for books, but it only covers 36 months, so that is supposed to amount to 4 years of college. So 36 months doesn't add up to 4 years. So those months where you have summer vacation and winter break and such, you will have to pay out of pocket for housing. The government does not provide funding for those periods of times since you're not going to class. As far as the Montgomery GI Bill, they pay a certain amount every month that is used for class. Well, it's used for courses, and they do not pay for housing. So in the end, the post 9/11 GI Bill is the route to go, in my opinion, because they provide the most benefits and the most amount of money to the personnel.
So you talked, well, actually, we didn't talk about this. I just know this because I'm your mom. So you have gone to college while being enlisted and have earned some credits. No, you have not.
No, I have not.
Okay. How?
There's a way you can do that. Within the military, if you are interested in attaining college credits while being active duty, you can apply for tuition assistance.
Okay.
And that's going to be through your education officer. In fact, so there's a person that can provide a way to apply for benefits that provide college courses while you're enlisted, while you're doing active duty, like if you're on deployment or if you are back on shore. But the process it doesn't really pertain to people that are on a busy schedule. It's difficult to go to college and then work 14 hours a day.
Correct. Yeah. I understand. So the credits that you're talking about transferring to Bemidji State University are the credits that you received pre-enlistment.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Well, that's the end of my questions. Is there anything else you would like to talk about? And just as a note for this first conversation, this is the first of two conversations you and I are going to be having. Our next conversation is going to be when you are in school and talking about the transition from 4 years in the United States Navy to actually second year college student for your case. But so is there anything you would like to say or not? That's fine too.
Enlisting in the United States military for educational benefits is not a bad thing to do. There are plenty of people that I know who have gone that route. And some of those people, they re-enlist and they decide to pursue a career in the military, which is great. It's a tough job. It's a tough gig. Mm-hmm. And then there's those people that take the benefits and then they flourish and they, the military, for what it's worth, through the bad and the good and all that, they definitely provide an opportunity for even people of lower income families, especially.
right.
and people with less opportunities than most others to make a career mm-hmm. aside from the military for themselves and be able to live a better life than they thought they could ever do or have.
Thank you. Well, son, that concludes our first official talk together, and it's very bittersweet since this is our last night together. I really appreciate you spending time to do this away from our family, hiding in our Airbnb room, taking some time out together. And I'm just really looking forward to you coming home June 11th.
Yep. I'll be home June 11th.
June 11th, 2019. And our next conversation, we'll talk about your transition from where we are today, which is New Year's Eve in Yokohama, Japan, 2018. We'll be talking again soon.
I look forward to it.
Thanks, son.
Thank you.
Bye.
This material is based on work supported by the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Office of Military Family Readiness Policy, U.S. Department of Defense Award Number 2015-48770-24368.